This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, April 17th. God's word for you today is this mountain. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua chapter 14, verse 12. And it says, "So give me the hill country that the Lord promised me. You will remember that as scouts, we found the descendants of Anak living there in great walled towns. But if the Lord is with me, I will drive them out of the land, just as the Lord said." Moses and the people of God got to the place God had promised their forefathers, and they pitched their tents at the oasis of Kadesh Barnea. So, based on God's leading, Moses needed to send some spies to check out the land. Kadesh Barnea was in the south, and they went all through to the north. This is where our focus scripture for the next few days picks up from there. Please read Joshua chapter 14, verse 6 to 12. It is important to note that the people Caleb was up against were not only giants, but they are living in cities based on mountains. Not only were they living in cities based on the mountains, but the towns were also walled. Not only were the towns walled, but the walls were also high walls. It looked like an impossible mission. However, like we see highlighted in our anchor scripture, Joshua said, "But if the Lord is with me," and that is the deciding factor. Stay with me because we are on a prophetic journey. We're in a season where the wall of Jericho has actually fallen. And like God's people, we have the promised land before us. Remember, the promised land are mountainous cities: Bethlehem, Hebron, Jerusalem, Zion were cities on mountains, and these mountains need to be taken. Sometimes it feels we are the feet of a mountain. That is so intimidating. And we are wondering, is this even possible? Can we just settle here? After all, the God of the mountain is the God in the valley. Like Lot, we look at the plains and choose the plains. After all, God is blessing the people in the plains also. Sometimes we behave like the tribe of Simeon, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, which settled on the east side of Jordan because the mountainous lands were too much stress for them. But God wants you to take your mountains. God wants you to take hold of the best that He has for you. And the best of God is not in the valley. The best of God is in the mountains. We often stand as though we are looking from outside in, and every other person seems to be taking their land. Every other person seems to be taking their mountains. God gave us a word, lifting. Everyone else seems to be lifted miraculously. We have heard mind-boggling testimonies of lifting, but it appears that instead of lifting, you are being kicked out. It appears that the lifting comes, touches one, two, and it is as if it boycotts you. Then it touches four and five. But this season, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your mountain will be delivered to you. Let us pray. Father, I enter into the best that you have for me in this season, in Jesus' name. I will not settle for the valley. I take my mountains in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.